مبادرة ضوء لتسجيل الكتب الصوتية للمكفوفين وضعاف البصر بصوت المتطوعة مروة عبلة. مادة اللغة الإنجليزية للثالث ثانوي الأدبي. كتاب الطالب Students Book. الوحدة الثالثة بعنوان Lifestyles. الدرس السابع بعنوان Healthy Life. من صفحة 58 حتى صفحة 63. الفقرة الأولى بعنوان Discuss. تتضمن هذه الفقرة بعض الصور لأشخاص كبار بالسن يقومون ببعض النشاطات، منها تسلق الجبال وركوب الزورق. Exercise 1. The photographs show elderly people with busy, active lives. Part A. What do you think is the secret of a healthy life? Use the suggestions from the text below and discuss your ideas with other students. The text. In the last 100 years, people have been living longer and longer. Yet, there are still many aspects for our lifestyles that could be improved. Doctors advise that regular exercise and a healthy diet are crucial to our well-being. Furthermore, it's very important to get enough sleep. 8 hours a night is recommended. Getting enough sleep keeps our minds fresh, but we need to exercise our brains too. This could involve doing puzzles and crosswords, playing chess, or reading a book. As we get older, it's even more important that we keep busy. Interacting with people of all ages and socializing. We should make plans for the future. Keep a positive outlook on life and enjoy the support of the family environment. The answer of part A is regular exercise, healthy diet, getting enough sleep, keeping the brain active. Part B, what problems do you associate with old age? The answer is being less able to move around easily, higher possibility of medical problems. الفقرة الثانية بعنوان Listen. تتضمن هذه الفقرة بعض تمارين الاستماع. ننتقل إلى الفقرة الثالثة بعنوان Vocabulary. Collocations, make or do. Exercise 1. Make and do have similar meanings, but you cannot use them with the same nouns. For example, we say do a job, but make an agreement. Complete these sentences with the correct form of make or do. A. The journalist said he was doing research for an article. The answer is doing. B. Scientists frequently do experiments to test their ideas. The answer is do. C. You will have to make a special effort if you want to pass your exam. The answer is make. D. Can I make a suggestion? The answer is make. Why don't we do the shopping together? The answer is do. E. If you make a mistake, you have to do your homework again. F. I've made my decision very carefully. The answer is made. G. I've made myself a promise. I'm gonna make a success of my new job. H. Last night's storm did a lot of damage to buildings in our area. The answer is make. الفقرة الثانية بعنوان Phrasal verbs with make and do. Exercise 2. Match the phrasal verbs with make in this text with the correct meanings from A to C below. You could check your answers in a dictionary. Ibrahim usually arrives at work on time, so his boss didn't know what to make of it when he was an hour late one morning. At first, he thought he might make up an excuse, but decided he must be honest. Ibrahim promised he would make up for the time he had lost by being late. Meanings: invent a story. B. Replace something lost or missing. C. Think about or understand. الأجوبة: make of it means think about or understand. Make up means invent a story. Make up for means replace something lost or missing. Exercise 3. Match the phrasal verbs with do in these sentences with the correct meanings from 1 to 4 below. You could check your answers in a dictionary. A. I've hurt my back, which means I have to get someone to do my shoes up for me. The answer is fasten or tie. B. The doctor told my grandmother she had have to learn to do without sugar. The answer is not have something and manage in spite of this. C. We'll have to do the room up before anyone sleeps there. The answer is to tidy or redecorate. D. Not everyone in our family has a mobile, so we cannot do away with our landline. The answer is get rid of. الفقرة الرابعة بعنوان Grammar Reporting. Part A. In these extracts from the recording, the journalist is reporting what people said. Complete the sentences using the correct form of the verbs in brackets. A. One of their sons told me that his parents had spent every day of their lives together. B. He said they had always had a good social life and had kept in regular touch with their family, friends, and neighbors. C. He said he was not sure but suggested that. D. He added that they had both been involved in farming of most of their lives. E. Mrs. Chen said she had never done paid work. Exercise 2 is a listening exercise. Exercise 3. In extracts 1, A to E, what were the speaker's actual words? A. My parents spent every day of their lives together. B. They always had a good social life and kept in regular touch. C. I'm not sure, but I suggested that. D. They were both, or they have both been involved. E. I never did paid, or I have never done work. Exercise 4. In these extracts, the journalist is reporting the questions she asked. Complete the sentences with some of the words from this list. A. I asked their son what the secret of their healthy life was. The answer is what? B. I asked him if or whether he remembered his wedding day. The answer is if or whether. C. I asked him if or whether he had enjoyed his long life. The answer is if or whether. Exercise 5 is a listening exercise. Exercise 6. Report these statements and questions. The beginnings of the answers are given. A. How long have you been married? The answer is, I asked my grandparents how long they had been married. B. Do you enjoy spending time with each other? The answer is, I asked them if or where they enjoyed spending time with each other. C. We don't argue about anything. The answer is, they said they didn't argue about anything. D. We're taking our grandchildren on holiday. The answer is, they said they were taking their grandchildren on holiday. E. When did you first meet? The answer is, she asked them when they had first met. F. Are you enjoying married life? The answer is, she asked them if or whether they were enjoying married life. الفقرة الرابعة بعنوان Reading, a magazine article. First, discussion. Read and analyze. Exercise 1. This article was written for a young person's magazine. Which of the following is the best title for the article? A. Being punctual at work. B. Making friends with your colleagues. C. So you want to be a good colleague? The article. 1. Do you enjoy reading about how some people become successful? Most people do, which is probably why popular magazines often include articles with titles like How to Live Long, Happy Life, which give readers useful advice. 2. One of my friends said to me the other day, I'm starting my first job soon, and I want to get on well with my new workmates. Have you got any advice you can give me? Several people have asked me questions like this, which is why I'm writing this article. 3. For me, the golden rule when you first start a job is this. Listen and learn from colleagues. Also, ask your colleagues questions if you aren't sure about something and offer to help them if you can see something that needs doing. 4. In the long run, the best way to be a good colleague is simply to work hard. In my experience, people most dislike colleagues who make up excuses for not doing something and expect colleagues to do it for them. 5. If you have a job starting soon, remember some of these tips. In the end, you will be happier and more successful if you get on well with your colleagues. The suitable title of the text is So You Wanna Be a Good Colleague. Exercise 2. Discuss these questions with a partner. A. Which title did you think was the most suitable and why? B. Which do you think is the best piece of advice in the article? C. Is there any advice you don't agree with? Exercise 3. Match each paragraph of the article with one of the following headings. A. An explanation of why the writer wrote this article. The answer is paragraph number 2. B. Don't be lazy. The answer is paragraph number 4. C. A final message to the reader. The answer is paragraph number 5. D. An opening question. The answer is paragraph number one. E. Initial advice. The answer is paragraph number three.
السؤال الرابع عبارة عن سؤال للمناقشة مع الأصدقاء. ننتقل إلى الفقرة الأخيرة بعنوان Writing.
Writing an article. Your task is you're gonna write a magazine article giving advice to people of your own age who are about to start a new job. First, planning and writing.
Exercise 1.
You're gonna write an article giving advice to people of your own age. A. Choose one of these subjects. 1. Being a good brother or sister. 2. Doing well at school. B. Plan your article in 5 paragraphs, using the article in exercise 1, page 62, as a model. C. Think of a suitable title for your article. 2. Write your article in 120 to 150 words. Use ideas you discussed in exercise 4 on page 62 and expressions from the useful language box below. Follow your paragraph plan and express your ideas clearly and simply. Check. Exercise 3. When you have finished writing, read through your article carefully. A. Check spelling, grammar, and punctuation. B. Exchange article with a partner. As you read what your partner has written, ask yourself these questions. Has he or she chosen an interesting title which makes me want to read the article? Is the advice he or she gives helpful or interesting to me personally? Is the style of the article friendly? C. Return your partner's article and exchange thoughts and ideas. Useful language box. Given advice. 1. For me, the golden rule is this. 2. If you do this. 3. Remember some of these steps. 4. In the end, you will be more successful if. 5. Another useful tip is this. 6. The best way to is to. 7. Don't forget. 8. In my experience. Quote. Age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter, said Mark Twain. نهاية التسجيل.